So many of you during the course of this morning remarking on Cookstown last night and sending your thoughts to those bereaved families where three young people were apparently caught in some form of stampede or crush at the Green Vale Hotel, and they lost their lives at that St. Patrick's Night party. I want to speak to Emma Hetherington, who's an author and a parent from Dunnockmore, just down the road from Cookstown, speaking to us this morning. Good morning, Emma.
Good morning, Frank.
Emma, I know your lads were there last night at the event, and I'm also aware that the names of those who died are now in the public domain, but not officially in the public domain, so we're not going to make any reference to the names of the three young people who died. But you, as a parent, were very aware of this police appeal. Tell me what you went through last night, Emma.
I don't think I'll ever experience a fear like it. Again, Frank, it was just horrendous. I've got five children, and four of them are grown up, teenagers, but it's very rare that I'm in the house on my own. And last night, I was kind of enjoying the peace, I suppose you could say, and I just sat down to do a bit of work on my... I'm on a writing deadline at the moment, and just sat down and thought, gosh, I'll just use the time to do a bit of work. And I lifted my phone and checked, and I saw that a friend had shared that the police had put out an appeal for parents to pick up their children from the Greenvale Hotel. There had been an incident, and you can imagine the blow to my stomach when I saw it. I rang my son immediately, and he answered, thank God, and the two of them were okay.
Did you go to the hotel immediately at that point?
No, they were on their way home, thank goodness, when I...
they made contact with you?
Yeah, I rang them and immediately, and they were on their way home. So I didn't have to go, thank goodness, but one of my sons witnessed this, the most horrific, horrific scene. And it's the boy from his class at school. And the rumours, of course, were rife that there were people dead, and... Sorry, my door is knocking now. It's just crazy here.
Just one thing, Emma, because I don't want to make it any more traumatic for you than it was last night, with you having the worry about your two sons in the club, and then that sigh of relief when they contacted you, good lads would, and you were breathing a sigh of relief. But as I know from talking to the producer before you came on with us, you're aware of the people who died, and your sons are aware of them. When the lads did finally get home, and you said it was traumatic, and it was a pandemonium, and a scene of of major concern. How did they describe it to you?
Well, they're both obviously in severe shock and just traumatized. There were rumors going about of names of people who had died, and obviously just a mix of stories as to what had happened. There were a few different versions of what had happened, so we still don't know what happened really. But just despair and fear and names and watched the two of them go out last night and didn't ever think that would ever happen. Like, the Greenville Hotel is such a lovely venue, and one that I grew up going to as a teenager and loved going to, and the management, and I know that it's a nice place where a lot of my family got married and stuff, and it's just never something that you ever think will happen when you see your teenagers leaving the house on St. Patrick's night. I never forget the sound of the door opening last night, of each of them coming in through the door, and then unfortunately my daughter, who wasn't there, then she heard the news that it's one of her friends who has died. And we have a very small village here in Donaghmore, and it's a young girl from the village, and everybody is just in absolute despair. I can't believe it. Just can't believe it. Nobody ever thought this would happen on St. Patrick's Day. It's awful.
It is heartbreaking. I really appreciate you talking to me. I'll not talk to you anymore at this moment in time, because that sigh of relief of seeing your two sons arrive through the door safely when you were to later discover that you knew very well one of the young people who died is heartbreaking to put you through. And our thoughts are with your family and, of course, with everyone affected. And I think the way Emma's describing that, it just reminds us of the absolute shock that these children will have experienced from seeing their friends being caught up in such a traumatic incident. And sadly, three young people have died. If you're just joining us, good morning. This is the U105 phone-in. For anyone who maybe, as I said earlier, has been bleary-eyed on the morning after St. Patrick's Day and you're just switching on for the first time, we're making reference to an event that happened last night, a tragic unfolding at what should have been a glorious night of joy in Cookstown. A 17-year-old girl, a 17-year-old boy and a 16-year-old boy, they all died at the Greenvale Hotel in Cookstown after what seems to have been some form of crush. A major investigation, obviously, is going to be carried out. We've spoken to the ambulance service, we've heard from the police earlier in the programme, and from local representatives as well. But Emma Hetherington, the author, is speaking to us there and describing what I'm sure every parent felt last night when their child made contact with them after the police raised the issue on social media to say that parents should go and collect their children from the Greenvale Hotel after the incident. That sense of relief that your child was okay, but also the worry and the heartbreaking thoughts being directed towards the families who have been left bereaved.